This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters say no to two questions to amend the state constitution. Melissa Kay reports.
The executive branch will retain the sole power to execute all federal funds, as it has since 1930. This means when federal funds are directed to the state, the governor has the power to accept them and get those funds quickly to where they are most needed. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Rebecca Cook is the winner in the 3rd Congressional District Democratic primary in western Wisconsin. James Kelly reports.
Cook faced off against Katrina Shankland and Eric Wilson on Tuesday for the right to take on Congressman Derek Van Orden in the general election this November. Her campaign focused on her lived experience as a former small business owner and growing up on a dairy farm to relate to voters.
Civic Media's James Kelly reporting. Tony Weed is the winner in Northeast Wisconsin's 8th U.S. House seat Republican primary. Lisa Hale reports.
Weed faced off against State Senator Andre Jacques and former State Senator Roger Roth in two elections for the 8th Congressional District. One was for the remainder of Congressman Mike Gallagher's current term, which ended in January. The other was for a full term. Tony Weed will be the one to face Democrat Kristen Lierley on the November 5th ballot. I'm Lisa Hale.
One hiccup in Wisconsin on primary election day, voters in the Douglas County town of Summit had the wrong assembly district on their ballots. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says there's nothing in state law about what happens next.
So the county clerk, the municipal clerk, and the ballot canvassers, the chief inspectors, they're all going to have to work together in part of a public process to figure exactly what the best course of action is going to be here.
The mistake affects no more than about 700 voters. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance will campaign in Milwaukee Friday. Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris plans to rally in Milwaukee next Tuesday. They campaigned in Eau Claire last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The partisan primary elections were held yesterday for Senate, state legislature, and county-level positions. For state Senate, Eric Hovde won the Republican race with 86% of the vote and will challenge current Senator Tammy Baldwin in the November elections. For state assembly in District 86's Republican primary, John Spiros took the top vote with 43%. And for District 87, Mosinee Mayor Brent Jacobson coming in with quite a win at 74%. As incumbent Pat Snyder was drawn out of the new maps, he takes over District 85. And Calvin Callahan defeats Todd Mayer in District 35's Republican primary. And both referendum questions failed in this election, while Minocqua's municipal referendum passed. For Marathon County Treasurer, Connie Byersdorf came out on top with 66% of the votes. And for Lincoln County Clerk, Chris Marlowe wins with 58%. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation and Governor Tony Evers have announced $174 million in state funding for road projects over the next 5 years. The funding will be distributed through the Local Roads Improvement Program, a reimbursement program that can cover up to half of the cost of improving deteriorating roads. Wisconsin will also receive $200 million from the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law to fund more than 150 projects improving the state's roads and bridges. In fact, Governor Tony Evers will be here in Weston this afternoon promoting this. And you can get a slow-moving vehicle sign at the Marathon County Sheriff's Office. The National Farm Medicine Center donated the SMV placards to hand out. These orange triangles help boost the visibility of slow-moving farm equipment to help prevent accidents. It's harvest season, and farm machinery is on the roadways as they move from field to field and back to the farm. Be aware and slow down to help prevent accidents. Farm Technology Days starts today in Cadott, hosted and held at Close Farms and the Fest Grounds through Thursday. Open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., a tram system will be available to take people all around the grounds. Tickets are $15 per adult at the gate. Children 12 and under are free. You'll get hands-on experiences and educational opportunities with some of the latest cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. It's located off of County Highway S in Cadott. And cranberry growers in the state are expecting a 4.9 million barrel crop this year. Wisconsin is expected to produce 61% of the U.S. cranberry crop in total, remaining the largest cranberry producer in the world. This will be the 30th year that Wisconsin has led the nation in cranberry production, and it'll generate $1 billion in state economic impact and provides thousands of local jobs. If you're noticing more dark spots or patches on your skin after spending time in the summer sun, you could be experiencing hyperpigmentation. This happens when the skin produces an excess or irregular amounts of melatonin.
This can be an unwanted effect due to multiple reasons, from sun exposure to aging, medications, etc.
That's Thomas Howard, MD and board-certified plastic surgeon with Aspyris. He said it's difficult to diagnose and the treatment options for hyperpigmentation are vast.
Generally, you're going to start with kind of over-the-counter skincare products, things like antioxidants, vitamin C, niacinamide. These are very commonly found in things that you can go to Walgreens or your local pharmacy and find that.
Dr. Howard said that if these options don't work, you may need to talk to your doctor about more potent therapies. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Dodgers beat the Brewers again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. L.A. Shohei Ohtani hit his 37th home run of the year in a 7-2 win over the Brewers at American Family Field. Ohtani now leads the National League in home runs. A rough night for the Brewers starting pitcher Colin Ray, who gave up all of the Dodgers, 7 runs and 6 innings of work. The Brewers have lost 3 in a row. Manager Pat Murphy says his team is sputtering right now. NFL experts keep asking, do the Packers really have a true number one receiver right now? Matt LaFleur had this to say.
I get like, I want to vomit every time I hear number one receiver, to be honest with you. It drives me crazy. I feel like we got a bunch of them. So I think the beauty of them is they're all capable of doing many things, which gives us a lot of versatility from an offensive perspective in terms of how we use these guys and deploy their talents. They're all capable of being a number one in some capacity.
As Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, we're sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Nick Cannon says he would love to get back together with his first and only wife, Mariah Carey, and he told E! News they belong together. The problem? He says she doesn't want him. The couple divorced in 2016 after 8 years of marriage. Cannon is the host of several shows, including The Masked Singer. But despite a crazy busy schedule, he still found time to sire most of the children born in America over the last two decades, including two with Carey. Fans of Colin Jost's Wiki Feet page will have to wait for some new material. The SNL cast member was covering the Olympic surfing competition when he cut his foot on a coral reef and developed a staph infection, which then became an ear infection. Injury aside, the news from Tahiti wasn't all bad for Jost. While recuperating, it was announced he will host the new Jeopardy spinoff, where foot injuries are few and far between. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sunny this morning with clouds increasing this afternoon. We'll get into the low 80s for a high today with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Showers and thundershowers tonight, tomorrow, into tomorrow night. Some locally heavy rainfall amounts of an inch or more possible. Our high tomorrow in the low 70s. Scattered rain will continue through Thursday into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com.